You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Study Clicks podcast. You're listening to me, Nessa.
And me, Emer.
We're two people who work at Study Clicks and we're also sisters.
Mm-hmm. But you know that already.
You know that already. You've been a religious follower this entire time, right?
Mm-hmm. Today's episode is all about...
Today we're going to talk about how to get motivated to even start studying.
Woohoo! Motivation!
Motivated time!
Yes. First tip is every time you want to get motivated, you have to do that.
And you have to make a song of it every time. A little dance helps as well.
Yeah. No, we are going to...
Just to be clear, no.
Don't do that. Yeah, it's always difficult at times to get motivated, depending on where you are in the whole exam life cycle. But, you know, what stage your life you're at, maybe there's kind of stuff going on that you're really finding it hard to just... get the work done, and we understand that, but there are things that you can do to kind of get your head in the right place and to really feel ready and want to get your work done and want to succeed. And yeah, we're going to share our personal tips.
Yeah,
as always, we've been through it before.
We know the drill. We know the drill, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to share some tips, and we hope then that by the end of the podcast that you will be able to just get cracking on that study.
You'll be super duper motivated. You just will not be able to wait to get started.
Never look back.
Never look back.
So get ready, because this podcast will change your life, I think.
I think so too. I don't think it's a stretch to say that. I think our podcast changes lives.
Disclaimer, this podcast will not change your life. All right.
So, tip number one.
Tip number one. I think with getting motivated, just the very first step is always the hardest part, because once you actually get into the work, it's not a big deal, and you can kind of, you get into a flow and you can just keep going, and then you kind of feel motivated because of your success and your achievement so far. So it's really just that first step that is really hard to kind of overcome, that hurdle of you not having done anything so far, and then just to get that kind of punch of, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. So yeah, that's really the hardest thing.
Yeah, once you get started, that really is the hardest part. I think there's like, that's a runner's quote as well, like the hardest step that a runner takes is the first one out the front door, rather than like, you know, or the hardest step in a marathon, even though like it's like an excruciating long journey, it's like the hardest step is the first step to decide that you're going to actually run it.
You've got some great quotes.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, starting is the hardest, but once you do it, you'll be flying it. So think about that.
Yeah, just keep that in mind, that once you get that first burst of study or whatever it is out of the way, then you'll be flying it. So just use that, I suppose, as your first piece of motivation, that I'm just gonna get cracking, because then it'll get easier.
It'll get easier after that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I suppose on that note, if you're kind of looking, okay, that's great, starting is the hardest part, but how do I start? The first thing I would do is two things. Right. Number one, make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you've listened to this podcast before, you know we are obsessed with plans.
We love a good plan.
We just love study plans.
Yeah.
It's great. You can't go wrong with a study plan. Mm. And side note, we have one on Study Clicks. Go check out the template. It's in the blog, so go find it. Or you can ask any of us and we'll link it to you.
Yeah, exactly. You just download it and print it off. It's a weekly one, so you can keep printing.
Yeah, or you can fill it in online. But that's beside the point. Go get yourself that plan and fill it out and know what you're at. Because you can't get motivated if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know when you're doing what. So get organized, and that will take a big weight off your shoulders, I think. And
then, yeah, knowing exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah, completely. And the second thing to do beside that, once you've made your plan, or maybe even before it, it up to you, whichever way you want to do it, but it's also really important to sort of set goals and know why you're doing what you're doing. Because you can't really be motivated for something that you don't know why you're doing it.
Yeah, so before you sit down to commit yourself to doing a whole lot of studying, write down a list of tasks that you need to do, like an actual to-do list. Know that what's all there is written down. These are the things you need to do. And then as you do them, tick, 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 tick. And you know you'll be building up to an end goal. Don't make it too long. If you see that it's super long, like, oh my God, I have all these things to do. Keep it nice and short. I think one of the key points to studying is studying in chunks. Isn't that right, Emer?
Yeah, completely. You have to give yourself breaks and be realistic about what you're going to study. Don't say, oh, I need to study the entirety of the biology course and then I'm going to study the entirety of the French. You're going to
It's not doable.
Crucify yourself that way. Do not do that. Because if you tell yourself that, okay, I need to study this whole entire thing, you're going to stress yourself out and you're going to feel like it's so unachievable. And that obviously links to you not being at all motivated to get anything done because you've already accepted failure, basically.
Mm.
Which is silly because you can do it and you will do it. But so, yes, like you said, everything has to be small chunks. Just take it topic by topic. Obviously, that's helpful with study clicks. We have everything broken down into the topics if you want to revise or study past questions like that. But the main thing is to keep it short and then, like you said, sort of tick everything off once you've done it. And that's what happened. Like, I literally did that this morning because I had a few different things to do. And before I made out a list, but before I made out the list, I was kind of stressed because I knew in my head that I had...
Well, I saw you making out your list.
Yeah. And I thought in my head, I was like, oh my God, I have so much to do. And I was getting kind of stressed because I was like, when am I going to find the time to do it? And oh my God, all of these deadlines are coming up and things to do. And then I wrote out the list. And it turned out that loads of the things on the list I was able to do within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's just...
And then I just ticked it off. And then I had everything done within like, I don't know, an hour. I was like, okay, why was I stressed? I'm actually grand. I have most of my stuff done now. So I think writing out stuff is very undervalued because it can be so, it helps
your brain clarify.
And materialize all the work you actually have to do. And then you'll realize, oh, it's actually not that bad. It's really manageable. So write everything down, like keep everything small and then just tick it off as you go along. And you'll start to realize, oh, actually, this is so manageable. I'm getting through this fine. Look how well I'm doing. And if you can kind of, you can get yourself into a routine then and you can see this works for me, that will keep you motivated to keep going because you can see that it works, you can see that it's effective, you're learning, you're getting better marks. So I think that's really valuable.
So basically, write stuff down.
Write stuff down, keep things in small parts and yeah, realistic, be realistic about it.
It's an excuse to buy a cute notebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love those notebooks and pens.
I love multicolored beautiful pens. Stationery.
Yeah. So, yeah, go treat yourself in Eason's.
Get yourself and go on an Eason's shopping spree.
Eason's is not our sponsor, by the way. Yeah. We just love Eason's.
Yeah, along with that, when you're after ticking off one of your goals or your tasks or anything you've done, treat yourself. Like, if you say, okay, once I get three of these things done, I'm going to allow myself to go on social media for 5 minutes, or I'm going to let myself watch one episode of something on Netflix, because that will give you, if you have that as the treat at the end of all these tasks, it'll motivate you to get them done faster.
Mm.
So yeah, little treats, maybe.
Don't overdo it, obviously. Yeah. But it's, yeah, if, like we said earlier, if you have these end goals, then it's so much easier to get motivated because you can kind of focus then not on the annoying part, which is the studying, but you can focus on the fun part, which is the treat that you're going to give yourself once you actually get all these things done.
Exactly.
I think another thing that you really have to remember is that, and something that I weirdly took motivation from, was thinking about the fact that other people were kind of suffering with me. Not in a like sadistic way, but just knowing A, that people have done it before and that they've gotten through it, and therefore if they can, then there's no reason why I can't. And 100%. Also, yeah, but also knowing that there's thousands of other people in the exact same position as me and they're dealing with it, so then so can I.
I thought that was what I kind of not so much enjoyed, because the Leaving Cert is, it's different to when you're like in the normal school years, like first and second year, and you're just doing exams and they're just class exams. But when you're doing the actual Leaving Cert, you're doing the exact same exam as like 80,000 other people, which I think, especially in the age of like social media and stuff where we can all share these our experiences online with people our own age, I think that's just really cool.
Yeah, There is. There's like a little community, and just think of, hey, we're all this like little group doing it together, and
we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Mm-hmm. And I, actually, a good thing, another way of getting motivation, I think, would maybe be to go onto the StudyClicks discussion forum. I'm sure there are people who have other good tips other than the ones we're mentioning here.
Doubt it.
Unlikely, but give it a go anyway. There might be some, you know, other people with their own experiences of maybe they were really finding it hard to get anything done, but then... Yeah.
Yeah, it's reassuring to hear from someone who's in the exact same position as you.
Yeah, people have different ways of sort of getting themselves to do something. Mm. And yeah, help each other out.
Yeah, check out those discussion forums. StudyClicks.ie/discuss.
Yeah, everyone is all in the same boat.
Super. Okay, and I think while you're studying and while you're learning things, it's really important that you test yourself. Testing yourself is one of the biggest parts of studying, because there's no point on looking at something for hours and hours on end and nothing's going in. So you really do have to come back and just check that you have actually taken in the information that you've been reading. One of the best ways of doing this, in my humble opinion, is StudyClicks. We have quizzes. They're all based on exam questions, like our exam papers are all divided up topic by topic. So you can go in, say you're just after studying biology and you're after doing plant respiration, the worst chapter in biology.
What? Plant respiration is fine. The worst is definitely the kidney. Oh my god. I hated the kidney.
The fact that you had to draw out that thing.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the name of it now.
The endocrine system.
Oh, the endocrine.
Oh my god, terrible.
Terrible. Anyway, stay on track, stay motivated. It's really important that you go through, try out this quiz if you're after studying the endocrine system and you want to see how well you still know it. Have another subject, i.e. in this case, the quiz, test you, give you feedback, and then you can see how much you know, how much you don't know. But seeing yourself learning will further motivate you to keep going, if you get me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess kind of a final thought and something that should motivate you in every walk of life is to remember that it's not forever. And I know I keep saying this, and I'm really sorry if you're sick of me giving this piece of advice, but it's not going to last forever. Think about the future, think about your life after this, and let that be your motivator. Be okay, yeah, I really don't want to do this piece of maths homework right now, but whatever that thing in the future that you're looking forward to, think of that and let that kind of tell yourself, I can't get there unless I do this maths homework right now, so I better do it.
Mm.
And then that should motivate you to get yourself moving.
Get yourself ticketing along.
Yeah.
Wonderful advice. I know you always say it, but it's always relevant.
Mm-hmm.
She'll stop saying it when it stops being relevant, which is never. So I think that wraps up our tips on how to get motivated to study in the first place.
If you have any other tips, do feel free to start a forum or a thread about it on the discussion forum. I'm sure that will be really helpful for all other students out there.
Yes. And if you like all things StudyClicks and you're loving what you're hearing, and you just can't get enough of StudyClicks, we're on social media, so you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And on Snapchat, I have to say it, we're study_clicks. If you want to search for our username on that, it's study_clicks.
Yep. And as per usual, like we always say, we would love to hear anything you have to say, good or bad. Ideas about the podcast, feedback, if you have any questions, you're worried, stressed, just
let us know.
Drop us a line. We're always there in some shape or form. We'll always get back to you. And you can message us via the site, or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie.
We'll always be on the other end.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, as always, our little plea for ratings. If you want to give us a 5-star rating, we would love it. If you're happy with the podcast, if you want to hear more, it would be great if you could give us those ratings and maybe follow or subscribe. That will help us.
Give us more visibility. Make sure that more students, more people in your position see this and hopefully benefit from it. So it's a win-win all around, I think.
Yes, exactly. So
love it.
That would be really cool. And obviously we love hearing if we've helped.
Yes.
You.
It makes me feel all golden inside.
Fuzzy.
Makes me feel all fuzzy inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's
That's all for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, we'll be back to talk about more tips on another topic very soon.
Bye.
See ya.